Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Glenn Adams. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Rich Chiles. Batting eighth. The DH, Randy Bez. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jeff Zahn. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting third. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Oscar Gamble. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The catcher, Bill Naerodny. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Steve Stone. And now, play ball. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley takes first base on ball four. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Lemon who is chasing the ball. Carew reaches third base with a triple. Smalley goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Twins. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Stone. Carew scores. It's 2-0, Twins. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen now playing left field. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich Chiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiles bunts towards the mound. Stone fields it and throws to first for the out. Cubbage moves to second. One out. Randy Bez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bez strikes out. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is hit by the pitch. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 1 in the game. Bostock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Nairodny fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smalley moves to third. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smalley scores. Carew moves to third. It's 3-0, Twins. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carew scores. Weiniger moves to second. It's 4-0, Twins. Silvio Martinez now pitching. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer fields it and throws to second for the out. Weiniger moves to third. Two outs. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 0 for 0 in the game. Shiles hits a fly ball into left field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kessinger for the out. One out. Bill Nairodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nairodny hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zahn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Adams. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Nordhagen moves to third. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. Horta takes first base on ball 4. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bez is 0 for 1 in the game. Bez strikes out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 1 in the game. Randall bunts towards third. Soderholm fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 1 in the game. Gamble takes first base on ball 4. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Soderholm hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Shiles. Soderholm reaches second base with a double. Gamble moves to third. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer strikes out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gamble scores. Soderholm scores. It's 4-2, Twins. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 0 for 1 in the game. Naorodny hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gamble. Smalley reaches second base with a double. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Smalley moves to third. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gamble throws the ball into Orta, who tags Weiniger trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Smalley scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Twins. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cubbage hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nordhagen is called out on strikes. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lemon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Shiles. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Orta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Zahn covering, for the out. Lemon moves to third. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 0-for-1 in the game. Shiles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Randy Bazz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bazz is 0-for-2 in the game. Bazz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Martinez fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Martinez. Shiles moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Rob Wilfong pinch runs for Randy Bazz. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Randall bunts towards first. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first, with Orta covering, for the out. Shiles moves to third. Wilfong moves to second. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bostock hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Lemon. Bostock reaches second base with a double. Shiles scores. Wilfong moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Twins. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Smalley hits a fly ball into right field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wilfong tags and scores. Bostock tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-2, Twins. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first, with Martinez covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gamble hits a pop-up towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spencer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. John Verhoeven now pitching. Bob Coluccio now playing right field. Mike Squires now playing first base. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Verhoeven fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops it up and throws to first, with Verhoeven covering, for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Verhoeven fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 0-for-2 in the game. Naorodny hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zahn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. John Flannery now playing shortstop. Rich Chiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chiles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig Kuzik pinch hits for Rob Wilfong. Craig Kuzik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzik hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Verhoeven fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Verhoeven fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Orta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bostock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bostock moves to second. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flannery scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bostock moves to third. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zahn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Soderholm hits a fly ball into left field. Adam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.